Such words from the lips of this emotionless Flemish boy showed that our enthusiasm was near the boiling point. But the Canadian didn't fail to throw his dram of cold water over us. "The civilized world," he said, shaking his head. "Don't worry, Conseil, my friend. We're never going back to that world." By this point, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. Just then, there was a collision in the Nautilus's bow. I realized that its spur had just bumped a block of ice. It must have been a faulty maneuver, because this underwater tunnel was obstructed by such blocks and didn't make for easy navigating. So I had assumed that Captain Nemo, in adjusting his course, would go around each obstacle or would hug the walls and follow the winding of the tunnel. In either case, our forward motion wouldn't receive an absolute check. Nevertheless, contrary to my expectations, the Nautilus definitely began to move backwards. "We're going astern?" Conseil said. "Yes," I replied. "Apparently the tunnel has no way out at this end. And so?" "So," I said, "our maneuvers are quite simple. We'll return in our tracks and go out the southern opening. That's all." As I spoke, I tried to sound more confident than I really felt. Meanwhile, the Nautilus accelerated its backward movement, and running with propeller in reverse, it swept us along at great speed. "This'll mean a delay," Ned said. "What are a few hours, more or less, so long as we get out?"